ozurdu dal lalvan busar pampoş lek sekilen andar şahın falan kaçı Cafiri zalı çamne yaman sonderi
Welcome to We the People. Under the Narendra Modi government, there has been a recommitment to the return of Kashmiri Pandits to Jammu and Kashmir. This is a slogan that often resurfaces every year. Has it got reduced to just a political slogan, or this time will something be different? The NDA government is promising that this will be a priority, announcing another 500 crores for the rehabilitation of Pandits. But since the exodus did not take place for economic reasons, can money alone take Pandits back to their home? At the moment, they remain a stateless people, displaced within their own country, refugees in a sense in their own country. In the recent weeks, we've also seen one more controversy over the Kansar Nag Yatra, a pilgrimage that a group of Kashmiri Pandits wanted to conduct and were denied permission to do so, at least taking the route through the Kashmir Valley. Issues like this have created a dangerous divide in a state once known for Kashmiriyat and for its Sufi spirit. On We the People today, we ask whether Kashmiri Pandits are the forgotten political issue to which only lip service is paid every few years. Let me start with Sanjay Kohl from the BJP. Sanjay, what's going to be different this time? The NDA government has said that this is a priority for them. But you know what? The UPA also had a big rehabilitation program. 1,600 crores were set aside in 2008. And you had virtually no takers for this rehabilitation program. Now, contrast this with the statistic revealed by the Omar Abdullah government on the 15th of August. Militancy in J&K is down by 80%. When compared to 5 years ago. So the obvious question is, if violence is down, why haven't Pandits been able to be assimilated back into the society they once were part of?
Well, that's a very good question, but I'm afraid the answer has to come from the state government, which is clear.
Why not from the central government?
I'll tell you why,
as well.
I'll tell you why, because for the first, you have to understand that the NDA has just come into power. So you have to understand that the commitment that we're talking about will always be suspect, and you are very right in that, in the sense that, you know, it's been a lot of talk for the last 25 years. Has anything happened? No.
Yes.
But so therefore, it has to be with the people who are in command of the state. You have to create the conditions. It's not about, you're right about the fact that it's not a financial package that's really the answer.
What
to the
would constitute a condition that makes it conducive for a Pandit family to go home?
No, I'd say fundamentally three things. One is, of course, that the state government has to be able to raise public opinion and consciousness about the fact. If you do not do that, no amount of pushing people in is going to work. Number one. Number two, nobody will actually go.
Okay.
So that's one. The other is that you also have civil society activism within the valley to work upwards while the state works downwards. Without that, that sort of a support, it's not going to be. You have to drown out the voices of the separatists. If you're not able to do that, it's not going to work. And finally, it has to be working in tandem. Also, you have to gain the confidence of the community you want should move in. Mm-hmm. And unless and until you provide them that safety and security, that net, it's not going to work. So it's not about the money, but it is about the commitment. The other is also that, remember, that if you are not going to be able to get the youth involved, particularly in this activity, because, you know, there's a generational issue in this.
Mehboob Beg, what concerns me is what I see as a growing difference between the two communities. If you talk to people individually, sab log Kashmiriyat ki baat karte hain. Every Kashmiri Muslim will call a Kashmiri Pandit his brother and vice versa. Yet in the discourse, there is a dangerous religious polarization that is creeping in. And we saw it most recently in the controversy over the Kansar Nag Yatra. Yesterday, your chief minister has said the administration handled it badly, permission should have been given. What's the point of saying this after it's all over? Why didn't you say this before?
Absolutely right. I quite agree with you.
You agree with me on what? That Omar Abdullah should have spoken before?
Yeah, he should have. There's no doubt on that.
So you think it was wrong to deny Pandits to travel through Kulgam, that's South Kashmir, to the on the Kansar Nag Yatra?
Hang on for a minute. When you talk about Kashmiriyat, we are all one, whether it's a Muslim, a Pandit, a Hindu or a Sikh. And let me put it on record, I say. Only in Kashmir, we in Anantnag, we Kashmiri Muslims, can you believe that? I don't think the entire country will believe it, what I am going to say. We Muslims in Anantnag go vegetarian. We are the only Muslims throughout the world. This is our heritage and we are proud of it. We have Batmal Sahib in Srinagar. They go vegetarian for 5 days annually. Which is what we what makes us Kashmiri.
So talk to me about this recent controversy over this yatra. Do you believe your state government made a mistake by not standing up to separatists like Syed Ali Shah Gilani, who claimed the excuse of environment and ecological reasons to stop this yatra?
No, those are important reasons. Forget about that. It's not an administrative problem. Let's be very clear. It's not.
But what is the National Conference's position on this yatra?
I'll tell you. Very recently, fortunately or unfortunately, BJP for the first time swept Lok Sabha elections in Jammu, Udhampur and Ladakh.
Yes.
It has religious undertones. Let's be very honest. It has religious undertones. Look at the timing. Now, assembly elections...
What has religious overtones? You're saying the Yatra proposal coming after the BJP's victories
has
religious overtones.
Yeah, BJP.
Okay. I'll allow Sanjay Kaul a quick response and then I want to come to Dr. Toshkani. Yeah.
No, I'm finding it very strange. When the NC wins in the valley, it has no religious undertones.
No, he's saying the decision to take this Yatra through the valley instead of through Riyasi in the Jammu area, which is how it's been conducted over the last few years, is a partly political, partly religious subtext.
If a tourist, non-Hindu goes, non-Hindu, non-Kashmiri goes, that's okay. But a Kashmiri Pandit goes, there's a political problem, there's a religious problem. I mean, you know, you heard those beautiful verses about how we go vegetarian. This is part of the problem. This is not being
discussed.
Why
is this part of the problem?
It is not being discussed. This tokenism is not important. Your actions do not justify.
But doesn't it speak to a shared history,
shared culture? Is basically comes Baraka, in only when you have ensured that every Pandit is out of the valley.
That's what they
then they would like to talk about the niceness of the whole thing.
But you know, Sanjay, calm down. What confuses me is you want to go back home, but yet if the Kashmiri Muslim sitting next to you says we want you back home, we want to live together, you say it's a tokenism.
Because for God's sake, what does it mean? Your words mean nothing. You say this only after you ensure that the whole
let me get Dr.
This is the timing.
That, why didn't you say that then?
About BJP wants to polarize the community.
No, where were you then?
They want to have political mileage out of it.
Sanjay Kaul, you both had your say, now let other people speak.
Where were you then when they were being polarized?
This political, you know what, this absence of political dialogue is one of the reasons I think pundits can't go back home, that you have everybody taking such extreme positions and seeing everything through the prism of politics. Dr. Toshkani, as one of the foremost writers and poets of your community, you tell us, why is it so difficult for pundits to believe that it is safe to go back home?
Pundits are not, see, like cattle. They cannot be herded from one place to another place. You see, rehabilitation also means, does not mean physical rehabilitation alone.
Yes.
There is something called mental rehabilitation also. And there is a context to the whole thing, the whole dislocation.
Yes.
They have been dislocated from their millennia-old home. And it's not an easy thing to leave one's millennia-old home. So if they have to go back, we have to understand and we have to inquire whether the conditions in which they were forced to leave are still there or they have been removed. If they are not reversed, if those conditions are not reversed, can we go back?
Dr. Toshkani, when Mehboob Beg talks about a shared culture and a shared history between Muslims and Pandits, is that not something that you would endorse?
See, shared culture is like Jonas, two-faced. Everybody has his own culture. We don't see what the attempt in Kashmir is, that the cultural identity of the Pandits is being subsumed by the religious community, religious identity of the dominant community.
Why can't both exist with their own cultural beliefs?
You are talking of shared culture and all that. Then why are we forced to leave?
Okay, Shabnam Lone, these are three very, according to me, very rigid positions that we've heard. Now the point is, but they're deeply felt and you can't take away that feeling. Now given these deeply felt positions, where is the space for forward movement on this? I mean, I have become cynical. Every year we have a conversation like this, we talk about the pundits returning, nothing is changing. Is part of the problem that there is a basic political difference in the two communities in terms of how they relate to the rest of India?
You know, something is very unfair here. When we say that the pundits should come back, who am I to tell them you come back? It is their home. You fight for paradise. You fight for that place.
Wow.
But if they expect to stay in Delhi and then take the help of the Bajrang Dal catacombs, and ask the BJP.
Why Bajrang Dal? Where's the evidence?
I'll tell you. Now, this yatra, let's take Kausar Nag. What is a yatra? A yatra is a journey of faith. Why should it have got engulfed in all this? Now, let me tell you.
But why should a yatra be denied permission if the Amarnath yatra can happen, the Kheer Bhavani temple pilgrim functions can happen? What is the problem with this yatra? Honestly, I consulted
many people and I wanted to know how this yatra has been conducted over the years. Believe me, there has never been any yatra. There has been a puja on Nag Panchami day. Throughout the years, five priests have been going to that place. Then later on, seven priests have to return to the place. Listen to me, sir. Please listen to me. 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 Listen to appeasement of the Kashmiri Pandits.
One minute. Let her complete her point. You can respond to it.
Now, it hurts us. You see, when Professor Doshkani said that they're trying to send us back to that place because those are the very people who threw us out. Now, do they mean to say that none of the Muslims in the valley has suffered? Take my case. My father lost his life in the quest for peace for Kashmir, for prosperity.
But you know, Hishabdin, here's my question, because I was there when Abdul Ghani Lone was assassinated, and your family at that time blamed the hardliners.
Yes.
The tragedy today that a number of the pundits are feeling is that even someone like you who has suffered will not stand up to the hardliners when they create an environment where, for example, you say it's not a yatra. Main aapse bolti hu, agar unka ghar hai aur wo jaake wahan pe pooja karna chahte hain, kya takleef hai?
Okay, this is what I am saying. Will you believe me now?
Yes.
What is, this is not the all, Kausar Nag is now not the only point. There is another Gangabal which is coming up. There is another Satisar which is coming up in Kupwara. We have enough reports. And this is going to create further division. This is going to create further alienation. That is why I'm saying...
How can a yatra to Gangabal create alienation?
No,
I don't understand this.
Gangabal has been a place for centuries.
Grandparents have gone to that place.
Okay, now both of you have had your say.
Yatra.
Sanjay, very quickly, please. Okay, please, both of you now, please
you
let other people speak.
In your statement.
One, two quick points. One is that the earlier statement she said about, you know, you have to go and fight for paradise and all that, I thought that was highly improper.
Why?
First you throw them out, then you ask them for fight to get back.
No.
I don't know what she was talking about.
I take a strong exception to this. No.
Let me finish now. My point. About Kausar Nag. About yatras.
Let him speak.
About Kausar Nag and the yatras. The fact of the matter is, for 25 years there has been no normalcy. A state which is proud of normalcy or indicating that militancy has come down would take this as a guarantee of that fact. Allowing 20 odd people to go there.
I please want to make this point. Coming from a BJP spokesperson whose most illiterate chief minister Manohar Parikar said that a Muslim is a Hindi, he is a Hindu. Now let me tell that illiterate chief BJP chief minister.
Who is appointed?
He should go and know Hindi. No,
I mean,
Hindi means Indians. Hindi is Hamvatan hai, Hindustan hamara.
Can we please come back to what we're talking about?
Thank you.
1 minute. Mehboob Beg, one minute. I just want to get Abhay Sopori and Amit Kilam in. Let me start with you, Amit Kilam. Both of you are two artists. You are from Jammu and Kashmir, and as far as I know Abhay Sopori, you visit often. Amit, do you manage to go back even to visit?
Never.
You've never gone?
Never. I don't even feel like going anymore.
Why?
जैसे ये कह रहे थे अभी कि you have to fight for paradise, खुद जाइए. पहले तो आपको निकाल दिया गया, उसके बाद कह रहे हैं कि वापस लड़के ही खुद जाइए. ये थोड़ा stupid सा statement है. मेरे को लगता है कि एक गाजा पट्टी टाइप का एक एटमोसफेयर बनाना चाहते हैं वहां पर ये लोग, जो कि आप पहले आपको मार के भगा दिया, उसके बाद आप ऐसा करिए, हम आपको ये दो चार जगह दे रहे हैं, आप वहां पर जाके रह जाइए, हमारी जब मर्जी होगी हम आपको बताएंगे कौन से त्यौहार में आपको पूजा करनी है, कौन से मंदिर में जाना. मेरे को पूजा और त्यौहार से कोई लेना देना नहीं है. मैं आई एम नॉट अ डीपली रिलीजियस गाय, बट दिस इज जस्ट स्टूपिड बिहेवियर रियली. आई डोंट नो व्हाट द पीपल ऑफ कश्मीर रियली वांट. डू दे वांट टू बिकम अफगानिस्तान?
दे आर इंटेलिजेंट. लेट्स
मुझे ये समझ नहीं आ रहा है कि कश्मीर को ये क्या बनाना चाहते हैं. पैराडाइज तो बोलते हैं, लेकिन बनाना चाहते हैं अफगानिस्तान, अलकायदा को बनाना चाहते हैं वहां पर, आईसिस को बनाना चाहते हैं, मतलब व्हाट इज इट दैट दे वांट टू डू विद कश्मीर रियली? आई जस्ट वेंट टू लद्दाख, आई डिड टू लद्दाख, आई टेल यू अ रियल
इंसिडेंट, व्हाई नॉनसेंस के बोले जा रहे हैं?
आई जस्ट वेंट टू लद्दाख,
आपके पास है
संजय
स्मॉल गार्ड एट अ टोल टैक्स गाय हु वाज एक्सट्रीमली रूड, अ मुस्लिम जेंटलमैन, एन ओल्ड जेंटलमैन हु वाज वेरी रूड टू माय फैमिली. आई गॉट अ लिटिल एंग्री एट हिम एंड आई शाउटेड बैक एट हिम एंड ही वाज इवन मोर रूड. Then I spoke to him in Kashmiri, thinking that maybe, you know, he might recognize me as his fellow brother that they call me. The moment he got to know that I'm a Kashmiri Pandit, he started abusing me even more. Then he abused Manmohan Singh, Narendra Modi, every Kashmiri Pandit. Then he also told me that Kashmir is his Jagir and that he will do whatever he feels like doing and you guys will never come back again to my land.
No, but does he represent me?
No.
That man represents
his own
demons.
Neither do you represent anybody else.
Yes, he doesn't represent me.
So, okay. I am afraid that there will be such idiots around in Kashmir Valley.
But Amit, how does one get beyond? I think that's what we should talk about on this show. How do we get beyond these divisions? Can these divisions be bridged? Abhay Sopori, you do visit. Unlike Amit Kilam, you do go back quite often. Has anything changed for you? Do you feel confident? You know, you performed with Zubin Mehta. That also became a huge political controversy. But those political controversies aside, in terms of safety, in terms of security, in terms of friendships across the religious barriers, what has been your experience?
Well, I think we need to address the key issues here. Always we have seen, whenever we start talking about the problems of Kashmir, the 1990 issue, it becomes a typical religious issue.
Yeah.
I think it's more than that. You know, if we talk about the exodus of 1990, look at the people sitting in the government or people sitting wherever, they say the migration happened. I think we should be more sensitive to it. It was displacement of a community. It was a hard time which the entire state faced. Should we call it a merely migration? It was not a migration of part of the birds which came from one area to another. It was a forceful dislocation of people. It has been an era which has been tough in terms of the historic perspective.
What do you feel today when you go back?
Well, there are changes.
Good changes, bad changes?
Well, definitely not good. Because if we see the recent case of the Kausar Nag Yatra, the only point, I think, if we try to see that, one of the points which was raised said there could be an ecological imbalance. I think if some people try and go to some part of the area of Kashmir and that creates an ecological imbalance, probably then we should seal the airport, we should stop all the tourism, because it could be a threat to the entire ecology of Kashmir.
Let me get Mehboob Beg to respond to that, and then Pradeep Magazine.
Barkha, nobody threw out anybody. Yes. This is wrong, absolutely wrong.
Let's nobody threw out anybody.
We are facing a political problem.
It was an exodus, not a voluntary migration.
Yeah, it was not.
It was not.
Even Muslims migrated. Unfortunately,
forced out by violence and militancy and an atmosphere that made it unsafe for them to
Barkha,
stay.
Barkha, please allow me. Do you know how many political party workers of National Conference, PDP, Congress, Muslims were assassinated by militants? Do you know? Not in hundreds, in thousands, Muslims of various political parties. So for heaven's sake, don't make it Kashmiri Muslim versus Kashmiri Pandits.
Yes.
For heaven's sake.
Yes.
We are facing a problem. These are the offshoots, unfortunate, painful offshoots of a main problem, which we are not taking head on and addressing, which is political in nature, which Mr. Vajpayee wanted to take head on and resolve
this
issue.
So you're saying this is a political issue, this is not a religious issue.
No,
and I would agree with you, Pradeep Magazine, that once you start pitting Kashmiri Muslims against Kashmiri Pandits, once it becomes Hindu versus Musliman, it becomes a very ugly, almost impossible to have conversation.
You know, it's quite sad to see the way this debate is taking place.
But this is the reality.
It is not the reality of the valley. I visit valley often. I know thousands of Kashmiri Hindus have gone there. Just go and check. There are about 5,000 Kashmiri Pandits who have settled there. People are going in this kind of a discourse when you watch on TV and people who have not been there, it doesn't help. You know, in the valley itself, if it is a community to community talk, you are welcome. I am welcome there. I have never felt insecure as these people are saying. I have never felt insecure in the valley. I have never been abused as you have been. I have all been welcome. You may have had a... Why don't you go and visit that place?
I'll go.
Don't change your mind and go. And I will request all of people here who haven't been there, let them go there. But Barkha, I want to go beyond this.
Please.
I want to say that, look, the problem in the valley is is a political problem in which Kashmiri Pandits have got enmeshed in. They had to leave in 89. It was, you can say, forced in courts. But basically, it was out of fear.
But your own experience has been that people to people, there is no hostility at all.
My own experience has been wonderful. I know people, I know the doctor here, Kashmiri, biggest cardiologist, not Mr. Cole, who is a PDP spokesperson, one more, Dr. Cole, who has bought a house there in the heart of Muslim, this thing, and he says, you know, the priorities of Kashmiri Pandits are different at the moment, because why would anyone, even Kashmiri Muslims who get educated, want to migrate out of that place, because there are no jobs. Wow. See, we are looking for rehabilitation packages, fine. Yes, we were displaced, we sold our houses.
Yes.
I have not sold my house, it's still there. A lot of people haven't sold their houses, but that's not the issue. The issue is that what do we do? What do my children go back there and do? There are no jobs.
I have to respond to that.
1 minute, I'm coming to you.
Just give me half a minute.
Half a minute, I want to start opening it to you.
Absolutely, you must. Yeah, you must, because we can't have people like him getting away with saying the horrific
thing. He has a right to his
own. Ask everybody else. Ask everybody else. A man who said that they left out of fear. And where did the fear come from?
Yes, so I am not saying.
No, hang on, hang on. You have long.
Excuse me, please, all of you wait, you will all speak one by one. Sanjay, I must ask you,
please,
it's very unfortunate to personalize this debate in this manner. If you do not agree with Pradeep's view, you cannot say he has no right to that view, just like you have a right to your view.
Let me answer that.
Yes, please answer.
If a man is saying that this is his experience, it is by no means, he has no business to indicate that this is a larger experience,
but
his intent.
So what do you have?
Therefore, hang on.
Okay,
you
are now,
Now let me answer.
One at a time.
Therefore, Mr. Magazine's views are reported very frequently. We know where he comes from. We will
where do I come from?
That's again personal.
We know where he comes from. His positions are stated. There is nothing new to learn.
So is the BJP.
My point is simple. Ask the people who are not oriented in that fashion.
You know what the Supreme Court says? The Supreme Court says that all these people who are communally divisive, they are like terrorists. So now in India, we have another generation of people who are communal, and Supreme Court says they are worse than terrorists.
But is the communalism on both sides? I'm going to stop all of you now. I want to hear from the audience. I'll come back to you after that, Dr. Tushkani. You tell me, you've been watching this whole conversation. First, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am a Kashmiri Pandit. I just completed my master's in law from US and I'm back here. And the moment I came back, I was really excited about the new BJP government and all the promises that were made in the manifesto itself. And I'm really, really glad that at least they have come out in the open and supported us and said that, okay, we will take the...
You were visited before. What stops you from going back home?
I visited with you, remember?
Yes, I remember.
That was the only one day I went there. And, you know, all the memories that I have of Kashmir are in abstract. My grandparents used to tell me all the stories about how Kashmir was. They were from Anantnag, sir. Shupian se mere nana the, meri nani Anantnag se thi. All I know about Kashmir is through them. And now my Nana recently passed away with that thing in his heart that he wanted to be cremated in his own homeland.
And could you do that?
We couldn't do that.
Why?
Because we don't have any place to go. They burnt our house in Shopian. Lahori's house was burned down. Where do we go? And then when we talk about rehabilitation, what about reconciliation? You can't have rehabilitation without reconciliation.
Okay, I think that's a very good point. And let's park that. Do you want to add to the conversation?
I just want to say that being a Kashmiri, our hearts are always open for you people. Like,
where are you from in Kashmir?
Srinagar.
Okay.
Like, we people, we welcome you always, and we just want to sort out this issue and want our brothers back. That's it.
Sweetheart,
so one second. We have Sanjay. You said this doesn't happen. You have a young woman here, Kashmiri Muslim, telling her, please come back home.
The point is that then you have Saeed Ali Shah Gilani saying that, look, you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't go there.
How do you respond?
But that point's not justified.
You don't defend what Mr. Gilani is saying.
No, I can't defend him. Like, this is his own perspective. No, he's backing Mr. Gilani's community. He doesn't represent our community.
One second. He doesn't represent you.
He doesn't represent me nor my community.
Yeah. He represents his own.
All right. I think that's an important... Okay, now please, Dr. Toshkani, I want to ask you, let's make this conversation productive. Let's not make it negative. Please, can we look ahead? What would make it possible to bridge this divide? I don't want to talk about all the ruptures and the wounds of the past. We know them. I want to ask you, as a senior representative of the Pandit community, what would make it better? What would change things?
Well, for the Kashmiri Pandits are basically fighting a battle for their destiny. See, it's not a non-event, as she said.
Yes.
What happened to the Kashmiri Pandit was not a non-event. It was a genocidal attack.
When did I say it was
a genocidal attack? This and that's what made
Barkha,
the
how do we go forward? How do we go forward?
Just for the fun of it. Not go out on a picnic. It was not a picnic for which they left Kashmir.
I think it's very simple.
Amit.
It's very simple. We get all the young people like her. We get all the young people like her to lead us and get all the old people away. You know why? Because these people have the strength, if they can unite, to throw Mr. Gilani out to whichever Afghanistan he wants to go to. He can tell all these gentlemen to keep quiet.
No, this is very unfair.
And they can actually lead the Kashmiri people better than at least all the old people. They failed.
Okay, Shabnam.
But what do we want? Yeah. We want harmony. We want all of us, the way these two young girls, they're sitting side by side.
Yes.
And see, we have been arguing, sometimes in a very cantankerous manner. But both of these girls were decent. And when this girl talked about her grandfather, believe me, for us it is heartbreaking. What she said is very true, that old her grandfather, that Kashmiri Pandit, I know he loves the valley as much as I do. I know how he must have missed that valley. Now, are these the negative arguments that we can go
so
on?
So how do we go forward? How do we go forward? How do we go forward?
No, this young Kashmiri Pandit girl, I tell her, I don't know her. She says, I don't have a home. I tell her, I have a big home. Please come to my home. You're most welcome.
The Kashmir
Please
problem is solved.
You're most welcome.
The Kashmir problem is solved.
1 minute. Yes. Would you?
So that's the question. Where is my home?
It's a matter of individuals.
That's a good question. Lovely.
I love your home. But where is my home?
This is what
Let Pradeep speak.
I understand your anguish because I can understand the anguish of my relatives. But please go back. Look forward. There are people who are welcoming us. It's not they are not. Yes, there is a problem. If the government is providing an economic package saying rebuild your houses, they'll pay you money. Take that money, go and rebuild it.
Oh my God.
See, the problem here is that it becomes a religious divide. Like this whole discourse here is a religious divide. It has nothing to do with...
Okay.
They are not talking about reconciliation.
Pradeep, let's hear. You say that if this rehabilitation package is there, take it and go back. Aap apne bare mein bataiye. Aap kab se yahan Delhi mein rehte hain?
Yeah. I have been here for the last 24 years.
Yes. Where did you live in the valley?
So, I lived in Srinagar.
Yes.
So, I have been going back since 2008. You know, if I go to the history of Kashmir... You know, let me put it in a very proper perspective. It has been a very ugly experience, not for us, but for also for the Kashmiri.
Now, how do we go forward now, sir?
Yeah, I will tell you.
Let's come to that.
First of all, we should stop this religious polarization. I am going to Kashmir for the last 5 or 6 years. I am not facing any problems. To that extent, I would buy the argument of Mr. Pradeep magazine. I go to any part of the valley. Nobody touches me. I meet my friends. I meet everybody. And they welcome us back. And let me tell you, Barkha, I have purchased a land in Kashmir 2 years back to construct my house in Srinagar.
Okay.
So that's one. And two, the more we keep this discussion out of the political parties and these leaders, the more we'll be closer to the solution. The moment this problem goes into the hands of the political parties, it gets exploited.
I think it's a very good point. And before I get the politicians in, Abhay Supori.
I think one key issue also needs to be seen here, that in the last 24 years, we have talked about various problems which have been there, but has there been any maybe a turbulence or maybe an SIT which has been formed to address to this issue? I don't think so. because it's very important. A question like this, that where does she go? If a house, ancestral house was burnt, there is no inquiry commission into that which can go and perhaps take an action and do something about it. It's a very welcoming thing by her also, where she says that it's like her own place and she can definitely go. But how many people can she accommodate at her
can
place?
Can I take this to Mehboob Beg and Sanjay call now? One second.
I was specific about the lady.
No, but I think what Mehboob Beg and Sanjay call. The serious question is this, that this political polarization has mirrored the religious polarization. That's why people are skeptical of politicians being able to deliver the solution.
Or vice versa.
Okay. Or vice versa, Mehboob Beg. I want to ask you a specific question. There are pandit groups who say, hum wapas jayenge, lekin aap hume separate colonies dijiye. Others have said this is ghettoization. It would defeat the purpose. Where does your government stand on this?
Barkha, we have to have uninterrupted and uninterruptible dialogue at all the levels.
Okay.
Between the communities, the more we talk, the more we meet each other, the better it is. And we have to start this dialogue at all levels. And basically, as I said, as a statesman, it was Atal Bihari Vajpayee, BJP's most senior stalwart, who initiated that and who took this main problem head on. That's what I am saying. Unless you resolve that issue, rehabilitation packages are all right, economic packages are all right.
But you didn't answer my question.
Employment packages
you didn't
are
answer
all
my question.
Right.
Where does the state government come in? And we don't know. We've been reading media reports on separate enclaves for Kashmiri pandits.
That is terrible. No,
it's terrible.
That is terrible. That is terrible.
Sanjay Kaul, would you concede that separate enclaves would actually defeat the purpose of going back home? Why would you want to live in colonies that are ghettoized by faith?
No, but first and foremost, why is it a terrible idea? The first thing that you need
because
to do...
Because of the reason on. I just said.
No, but this
you
is
want people divided on religion?
Madam, a secondary problem. The first is, what is your preparation for getting the back in any form? Okay, you don't like this? So what are you going to do? You're going to identify those burned down houses? You're going to... The houses that were sold under duress?
But you haven't answered my question either.
I'm answering
your
question.
Where does the BJP stand on separate enclaves within the valley?
अरे आपने सवाल पूछा मैं उसका उनका जो कारण था उसका जवाब भाई जो पहला ही काम नहीं हुआ तो दूसरा कहां से होगा ये जवाब ही नहीं दे रहे हो आने की तैयारी नहीं है
So if you take separate neighborhoods, do it.
Whatever it takes.
Barkha,
I mean,
this
you
is
cannot
not
do
for
it.
The first time.
Okay,
they are
I
doing,
see lots of hands
this
here.
This is not for the first time that something is being done.
No.
This has been
okay.
We have been doing this all
Okay, can we hear from somebody who's lived in the... Yes.
I would not be in favor of, putting Kashmiris in a separate blocks there in Kashmir. That will create further divide. Let them go there. It has to be very simple. If you have allocated 500 crores, identify the people who want to go, give them the money and tell them to buy land, let them go, council. We know many people there.
So you're against separate enclaves?
No, I am completely against that.
Okay, 1 minute. There's a question here.
There's one critical problem in that. He's of course right. I am well-meaning as he is. But you will have to take the entire community into this one.
Yes, so the community and have a small little poll on this. Okay.
Many of the Kashmiri pundits are our friends. You see, all my professors, they're Kashmiri pundits. And many of them do not agree with this extreme discourse. They are speaking for themselves.
This is
can Sanjay Kaul say
this
that he speaks for the...
This discourse again goes back to a situation where you feel nobody is returning.
So we have not
and he has returned. There are a lot of others who have bought land on their own.
Can we get a question from this young woman?
There is one more important point, Barkha. If we go to the history, we were living in centuries together. Mohammedans and Pandits were living together.
Sanjay,
now
you've been thrown out for centuries. That's
your
history.
Please, can we take some more questions? Yes.
I'm a Kashmiri Muslim.
One minute. Start again.
I'm a Kashmiri Muslim, and I would like to make a point that Kashmiri history has been a history of cultural assimilation. People have lived together. So I don't think there is any problem in Kashmiri Pandits coming back.
Would you support separate neighborhoods?
No, not at all. We have lived with them as neighbors. We have not seen them as separate colonies. So we would like to have them as neighbors. And I would like to tell my sister here, you can always come to us. We really love you. The picture they're portraying there is fake. The picture you guys are portraying is true. So this is what Kashmir stands for, Kashmiri Muslims stand for. Only the Kashmiri pandits there, sitting there, have made antagonistic comments. We really love them. Even if you tell me 100 times that you hate me, I'll still tell you that I love each and every Kashmiri pandit, and I associate with them. I feel their pain.
Okay, let Amit respond to that. That's Amit, exactly. Are you willing to change your opinion?
I never said I hate them. Actually, I think you have a kuch galti ho gayi.
But then you generalize. I
don't hate you at all. In fact, more than ye history gawah hai ki I really love you.
No,
I really love you,
but
guys.
What
otherwise,
you are saying,
can you imagine?
Hate.
Can you imagine what would have happened in the valley? There would have been a bloodbath.
I'll tell you another thing.
We love you, guys. Please don't misunderstand us.
The guns that hit you are the guns that hit us also.
So we also have
a shared history of violence.
Exactly.
So that's where we are together. You are Kashmiri Pandits, we are Kashmiri Muslims. In the end, we are Kashmiris. We have shared every kind of history together. You have faced one kind of violence, we have faced another kind. Let's move on.
That's all I'm saying. We love you so much.
You said something. Very correct.
Okay, 1 minute.
Now, what they say, this emanates hate, Barkha. What we need to do is eliminate hate. This rhetoric really gives rise to hate. Now, what do we want? Now, you see that Swami Avedanath who made that anti-Muslim speech, he does not represent the idea of India for me. Now, Ashok Singhal does not represent India for me.
Gilani.
But does Syed Ali Shah Gilani represent India for you?
Praveen Kapadia does Gilani not represent India for me.
I am saying shun hardliners everywhere. Let's shun hardliners in every party, every faith.
Gilani Saab cannot represent.
Can we all calm down?
I was just telling you my experience. That does not mean I hate Kashmir. I'd still like to go back.
You see, a member of parliament on the floor of the house in Musalman Besharam hai. But...
One minute. I will put that to the BJP in just a moment. But Dr. Toshkani, on this separate, आपसे पूछ रही हूँ. ये separate neighborhood.
Carpet के नीचे अगर आप किसी बात को डाल दें, कश्मीर में जो कुछ हुआ है, काउंसर नाग यात्रा को stop करने की जो कोशिश की गई, that is symptomatic of a mindset, of a definite mindset. And the mindset is hardening day by day. The fundamentalist mindset. Is hardening and a proof is the ISIS bands displayed by some youth only recently and the mosque that has come up near the Vishnupat Lake.
But that has been denied. There is no mosque. That has been denied. I think the NC has denied that there is no mosque there.
We don't care about ISIS.
There is one mosque there. That has been denied.
One minute.
You're all speaking together. It's impossible to follow this conversation.
Barkha, we need to, I think the young people, both Muslims and pundits need to eliminate throw away their old leadership.
More eliminated.
They are so divisive that this problem cannot be solved.
Okay, I also have from Srinagar a well-known poet, Zarif Ahmed Zarif, who's joining us. We'll hear from him in just a minute. Inhone kavitaen bhi bahut likhi hain is issue ko lekar. Your question first.
I would like to comment first of all, and the comment is followed by my question. My problem is that each one of you over here try to cite your own experiences as evidence of what truly happened in history.
Right.
And I think that is the starting point of all the problems, where all your opinions are starting from your own experience.
Good.
Instead of gathering for a solution, because we do recognize...
So you're saying you have to forget the past. Sir.
No. I'm not saying that we have to forget the past. I think we all do recognize the fact that Kashmiri pandits did not leave Kashmir through consensually.
Yeah.
That is something that we do agree. And it is absolutely immaterial for us to discuss that in my personal experience this has happened. If we need to look for a solution, and I'm ashamed as an Indian right now when someone from a spokesperson from a political party says that, oh, I don't know any other way, but this might be the best. And
okay. I think there's an important suggestion that we're hearing from the younger people here. That please, can you leave this politics at the door? Zarif Saab, aap se kahungi, aap jo pandit aapke bhai aur behen बाहर है, displaced है, जो उनको नहीं लगता वो वापस आ सकते हैं, आप उनको क्या बोलेंगे?
नहीं, हमने हर वक्त इनको बोला है, मिस बरखा, हमने उनको हर वक्त भाई जानकर हमने उनको आवाजें दी, हम उनको इंतजार में रहे, और वो जो अगर हम ये पॉलिटिकल मामला जो है ये डिस्कस करेंगे, ये तो आज तक 22 सालों से हम करते आए हैं, मगर कोई हल निकल नहीं आया इससे. हम तो इन भाइयों को कहते हैं, ये आपकी मातृभूमि है, ये आपकी जन्मभूमि है, ये आपका वतन है, आप आ जाइए, आप क्यों निकले, कैसे निकले, ये मामला भी अभी तय नहीं हुआ कि ये क्यों निकले और कैसे निकले. तो कोई कहता है खौफ खाया इन्होंने, कोई कहता है इनको बुलाया गया और ये बेचारे चले गए खौफ के मारे. हमने जो महसूस किया है, हमने उनको तब से आज तक हम इनको आवाजें देते हैं और उनको बुलाते हैं. ये हम हालात अब सुधर रहे हैं, जो पहले हालात थे अब वो नहीं रहे. उनको आना चाहिए अपने घर. अब बात यह है, जिन्होंने अपनी जायदाद जमीनें सब कुछ यहां बेच दी हैं
जी,
और वो नहीं आ सकते हैं ना, वो आना चाहते हैं. जिनकी यहां जमीन है, जायदाद है, डैमेज्ड है, मैंने इनसे पहले भी कहा है, यहां वो जो मैडम ये सुशीबा बारवे है, वो उनका वो जो सेंटर फॉर डायलॉग एंड रिकॉन्सिलिएशन चलता है, वो उनका वो मिशन एक चलता है, हम उसमें पार्टिसिपेट करके इन पंडित भाइयों से हम एक्सचेंज ऑफ व्यूज करते हैं, वो अपनी फरियाद करते हैं.
आपसे पूछूंगी हैं। आपसे पूछूंगी कि क्यों आपको लगता है जरीफ साहब कि आपकी ये अपील्स के बावजूद, और यहां और भी लोग हैं जिन्होंने ये अपील्स की, यहां पे जो पंडित रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स हैं उनको ज्यादातर लगता है कि नहीं अभी हम विजिट कर सकते हैं, लेकिन हमारा घर बनाने के लिए हमारे पास वहां ना घर है, ना जमीन है, ना सिक्योरिटी है. जरीफ साहब,
ये उन्होंने फैसला ये किया था. यहां तो हमें कितने अलमिया हुए हैं, तारीख का पास्ट हम देखेंगे क्या क्या हो चुका है. तो उस वक्त भी मुसलमान भी यहां से भाग निकले हैं. आप 47 देख लीजिए, कितने यहां से कश्मीरी मुसलमान जो हैं वो पार पाकिस्तान गए हैं और वहां मुजफ्फराबाद गए हैं
जी.
लिहाजा तब से वो बेचारे फंस गए वहीं. अब ये हमारे पंडित भाई जो हैं ये भी निकल चुके हैं, इनके बच्चे दूसरे स्टेटों में फॉरेन कंट्रीज में सेटल हो चुके
जी,
हैं
जी, जी.
अब ये बेचारे अब आएंगे, अगर आएंगे तो कहां आएंगे. इन्होंने बेच खाया है जो जिन लोगों ने, तो उनको चाहिए गवर्नमेंट अब इनके हक में है, इनको एक फैसिलिटी अब दे रहे.
चले आगे बढ़ते हैं. अभय सुपोरी, हाउ वुड यू रिस्पॉन्ड? दिस इज एन अपील स्ट्रेट फ्रॉम श्रीनगर फ्रॉम वन ऑफ इट्स यू नो पोएट्स.
सी आई पर्सनली फील जो हमें रिहैबिलिटेशन चाहिए
अभी यहाँ पे बोलने दीजिए. हाँ,
वो हमें चाहिए क्यों? इज इट जस्ट फॉर द कश्मीरी पंडित्स और इट्स जस्ट फॉर द एंटायर स्टेट? हमारे कश्मीरी मुस्लिम्स के लिए भी है. कश्मीरी रिहैबिलिटेशन इसलिए हमें चाहिए क्योंकि आज हमारी कल्चरल आइडेंटिटी एट स्टेक है. हमें इसीलिए रिहैबिलिटेशन चाहिए क्योंकि हमें यही नहीं मालूम है कि हमें करना क्या. एंड इट्स नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम जस्ट विद द कश्मीरी पंडित्स. आई मस्ट स्टेट हियर, a group of young Kashmiri girls want to do something, there is a problem.
There is a music concert, there is a problem.
So we have problem with everything. I think
that's a very important point. I want Mehboob Beg to speak about that. You know, the hardline element. And Mehboob Beg sahab, main aapko ek baat bataungi. Even the separatist sentiments, ek zamana tha, ye ek political issue tha. अगर आप देखिए तो इफ वन इंटायर जनरेशन ग्रोज अप विदाउट एवर लिविंग विद पीपल ऑफ अनदर फेथ, इज इन रेडिकलिज्म ऑफ द यंग कश्मीरी बॉयज देयर अ रियल इशू इवन फॉर द नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस?
नो, दैट्स व्हाट आई वाज टेलिंग यू. अनलेस एंड अंटिल यू इंटरेक्ट, अनलेस एंड अंटिल यू टॉक एंड टॉक वेरी फ्रीक्वेंटली, दिस अनफॉर्चुनेट थिंग विल हैपन. Why has it happened? Because for the last over two decades now, we have not been meeting each other, we have not been interacting, we have not been talking to each other. That's a problem.
Sanjay, would the BJP, putting politics aside, be willing to promote? And you know, one of the reasons that I took her to the Valley is because this was at the height of a very problematic phase in the Valley, and we thought as a television station we would create an intra-region dialogue between people of Jammu, people of the Valley, pundits, people of Ladakh. Shouldn't governments be doing this? Where are these dialogues?
Oh, absolutely, you're right. But the whole problem is that after reigning over a state for 5 years, you are discussing and suggesting to us have more dialogue. People who are supposed to take decisions are asking you to meet.
But
more
now you are also in your party is also in a decision making role.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm trying to. That is the only hope we have. You could not have expected the national conference to solve a problem. Yeah, this is an adjunct of a family.
Okay. It is not that. For the first time, they are doing something which has never been done
repeatedly. Efforts have been made. These guys are not.
Okay, I have to start taking last comments. I have to start taking last comments. I'll take a question.
My name is Kichlung.
Ji.
I've been listening about this whole lectures.
You're a Kashmiri Pandit.
Yes, but basic question is how did it start from 90? I want to know that people there were taking 2 rupees a chawal or electricity free. how it started this game from 90 onwards.
But tell me, we can keep debating the past. How do we go forward?
I am requesting everybody today that forget about the past. If you have to start the future, is there somebody who calls us? Come on, brothers. They say. Kindly listen to me. From 96, I am going to Kashmir. Nobody stopped me. Yeah. Nobody stopped me anywhere. But on my individual basis, I know a lot of Muslim friends and other things. But I ask this question so many people. Can you call me there? Give a call. If you are a private entrepreneur, give me a call. I am calling these Kashmiri back. Mm. We will start somewhere, land or somewhere, because we can't go through burning. Okay. Where those burnings.
Okay, so you're saying forget the past, but somebody call us back. You want to add to that?
Yeah, I'm a Kashmiri Muslim. We have family friends who are Kashmiri Pandits. My father's best friends are Kashmiri Pandits. They come to Kashmir all the time. It's not like they've been stopped any time. Even in fact, when we go out to Delhi or wherever they are settled, we're most welcome in their homes. So this villainization of Kashmiri Muslims as the villains who don't want Kashmiri Pandits to come back, who force them to leave, I don't think that's very right. Because it is a national debate. You are representing Kashmir.
Okay, I think we're hearing at least much more sanity from the people in the audience than we're necessarily hearing in the political debate. Let's start taking last comments as we take a few more questions. Pradeep, let's start with you. Give a constructive suggestion for something that could change the way forward.
Look, Kashmir is a serious political problem.
Yeah.
You know, there is a majority there which has as much suffered as we as Pandits have suffered.
Yes.
Let us not ignore the fact that the Muslims also have suffered a lot. Kashmiri majority in the valley have a problem whether they want to align with Indian state or not. And the problem arises from there. I think the Pandits, they should leave aside this religious discourse. Unless there is a negotiated settlement of the Kashmir valley,
they will continue to suffer. You're saying that the political
religious divide, and there has to be a negotiated, as Kashmiri Pandits, without getting into this religious divide, are also stakeholders who should negotiate. Okay.
My name's Ghania. I'm a student. I'm neither a Kashmiri Pandit nor a Kashmiri Muslim. So I have a very neutral point of view here. I voted for the BJP government this year. What I want to ask is, whether that's the state government or the central government, that approaching a very progressive view, what are the schemes, what are the new ideas that they are coming up with for either the Kashmiri Pandits to go back or for the Kashmiri Muslims to accommodate them, which I see they are very accommodating.
Okay, so Shabnam, why don't you take that? Because we know all the schemes on paper. Why aren't they working? Aap kehti hai inse, mere ghar aaiye, lekin sab to aapke ghar nahi aa sakte. यहाँ पे पंडित वॉइसेस ऐसे भी हैं जो कहते हैं हम जाते हैं, वी विजिट, वी डोंट हैव अ प्रॉब्लम, वी हैव, बट इट्स नॉट होम.
You know why
we are going as visitors.
No, you know why I said that she should come and yes. stay with me.
Yes.
You know why? Because these people at a very young, impressionable age, they are hearing these poisonous rants. I want her to be proud of a valley that has a spirit of spiritual generosity. That is a value of essentially cultural harmony.
So it why isn't that narrative being believed? There is obviously a gap somewhere. What would you like to say?
Absolutely. I think, see...
Where are you from?
I'm basically a Kashmiri Pandit, but I'm working in Delhi now.
Yes.
So, I mean, basically, apart from everything that everyone here has said, the Kashmir issue for Kashmiri Pandits and for the general public is basically, I think, about two major things. One being, I mean, even if the Kashmiri Pandits do return to the Azan Valley, who ensures their security in the valley? Because it's not one time, it's 21 times that they have been exhorted.
But you know, you're hearing many of the young Kashmiri Muslims here saying, we are also vulnerable, we are also not always safe.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's not about old times and what happened before. I truly believe that the new generation has the power to do this in Kashmir and everywhere else in India. And the second problem basically is the main point for me, is that, I mean, Kashmiri Pandits returning to the valley, there is a bigger issue of economic amalgamation of the, you know, society into the valley. Okay. It's not just about going back, it's about,
okay.
You know, how do you work?
Abhay, you know, you've been visiting often. What would make you make it your home again?
Well, I think all, as many, you know, speakers have said here, I think about the stakeholders. All stakeholders need to realize that we have to take one conscious decision, we have to be one, in the voice. There can't be any ifs and buts in the rehabilitation process. Agar hum ye baat kar rahe hain ki hume wapas Kashmiri pandits ko lena hai, then there can't be any conditions. You know, aur wo sabhi ko karna hai. It has to be at the
both
national
sides.
Level. Yeah. It has to be at the state
That's
level.
That's an important point. It has to be an unconditional dialogue. You want to add to that?
Yeah, I have a question. My question is, what you know mechanism does the center propose to put in place to ensure that the state government doesn't fall prey to populism or maybe to hardliners for hardliner appeasement? They're supposed to protect the minority. They're not supposed to appease the hardliners there and curtail you know like fundamental rights like
right. Okay, Sanjay, what's the new idea from the BJP? Like I said, there have been many rehabilitation schemes.
Yeah, but the specific question she answered, of course, was a little complicated one because we have seen, and I know why she's asking, because we have a state government which has done exactly that. But yes, and the larger question that she actually addressed to the BJP is this, that I opened the this debate when I said that there are a couple of things that need to be done. That first, there has to be a state government which is responsible for creating public opinion. There are things you can do, there are things you can say. This gentleman is saying, humko bulaiye. I don't think he means that somebody should call me and for the love of people.
But no, he's talking no, he means give me a proper
exactly,
route back.
Exactly, and not just that, So, are you, and then somebody else said, do you have the conditions? You may call me, but you cannot receive me. And then if I come back, what do I do? Where do I stay? Those are all questions. My larger
quickly,
point is
quickly, I'm out
yes,
of time.
Yes, but the, all I'm saying is that our the momentum is in favor of the young people of Kashmir who must take this upon themselves and build that consensus.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. My name is M.K. Pandita. I belong to the border district of Kupwara. We are from both, Shabram and me, from that district. I have the privilege of having been elected the chairman of the municipal council of that Kupwara district.
Yes.
I was elected in the majority of Muslim lawyers as the president of the Bar Association at Kupwara. I migrated to Delhi for two reasons. That there was no future for my children. That's one. Two, there were disturbances very frequently.
What would make you go back today, sir?
I want to correct my sister Shabram also when she says that why don't these Kashmiri pandits fight for it? Mind you, we are not the fighters.
We are not the fighters. I said,
and we don't have any.
I never said
we don't have the suppliers of the ammunition.
No.
And even if we get it,
no, I don't think. I don't think she. Like
even if we get it, we will not.
I don't think she mentioned it.
No, she's like my sister.
No,
and they lost. Last.
Yes.
Look, basic issue jo hai, jisko exploit kar rahe hain hamare politicians. Huriyat wale ho, National Conference wale hain, Congress wale ho, exploit kar rahe hain hame. Basic issue yeh hai, Kashmir is a disputed issue. Hum Pakistan ke saath jaye ya India ke saath jaye. Main aapko is stage par aap daave se ek baat bolunga. Kal Hindustan ki government mein agar dam hai, himmat hai, referendum karao Kashmir mein. क्या आप कश्मीर हिंदुस्तान के साथ होंगे हिंदुस्तान के साथ जाओगे कि पाकिस्तान के साथ जाओगे मैं आपको यकीन दिलाता हूं कि मुसलमानों का वोट जो होगा इंडिया के फेवर में होगा पाकिस्तान के फेवर में नहीं होगा
ओके
आई हैव द पंडिता साहब ने जो कहा मैंने आपको बंदूक कर मैंने कहा जस्तजू से जिन्होंने आपकी जमीन ली आप जाके जस्तजू से मेहनत से उनसे कहे ये मेरा घर है तुम्हारा हक इधर नहीं है
इज दैट रियलिस्टिक इज दैट रियलिस्टिक ओके 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 ओके
नहीं नहीं
ओके यू नो आई एम टोटली आउट ऑफ टाइम आई हैव टू एंड
नो वन पॉइंट
आई हैव टू एंड
एट द एंड आई वुड से दीनानाथ नादिम वन वाज द स्लोगन ऑफ द फ्लावर्स कश्मीर इज आवर्स ही वाज अ कश्मीरी पंडित आई हैव कोटेड हिम एंड ही वाज आवर बेस्ट पोएट रिमेंबर दिस एंड वी गो
Zareef saab se bhi bolungi ki wo kuch kavita hamare se share kare lekin one last Yeah, I have a question for Mr. Sanjay. The rehabilitation policy of the Kashmiri Pandits, according to me, it is flawed because this will cause the balkanization within the state. What do you think will happen if they are marginalized from the society? You want them to rehabilitate, but you're marginalized.
I mean, you don't want
Yeah.
They have already been marginalized and beyond balkanized. Do you agree with me? So whatever you do, it's going to be a little better than
that. No, how do you assimilate? How do you make it feel like home again?
Don't listen, when you behave like this, you're saying that the point two is being discussed, not the point one. Let's first have an agreement that we want them back and that some mechanism has to be made. Now, don't quibble on the settlement. Who said the settlement is only for pandits? Why can't Muslims be also part of the settlement?
Listen, you asked him about
I'm out of time.
Mine is the Muslim.
I'm okay. 1 minute.
For once, you have to ask.
1 minute. 1 minute, please. Yes.
I want to ask Mr. Beg, Shabnam Ji and Mr. Magazine. I was listening.
I want to know why we need permission to go to temples, Kosarnag, Amarnath, while as they go to Churari Sharif, Dasgir Sahib, Dargah, without the permission.
Well, Kashmiri Pandits visit.
Let's
please,
let
I think this,
go,
is a,
no,
this is a wrong. Kashmiri,
is,
I
have to,
Kashmiri Pandits visit.
No.
Why we need okay,
lake, now I quote the Supreme Court judgment, Fomento Hotels and Resorts. Lakes, rivers, and mountains, they do not belong to any party. They do not belong to anyone. No. They belong to the state, and under the public law trust doctrine, the state holds it in trust for all the people,
okay,
irrespective of religion, caste,
creed. I'm giving Amit the law.
So you go by the Supreme Court judgment.
Dr.
Dashkani,
what would make you go home? 30 seconds. Mere pas aur samay nahi.
You see, reverse the conditions that forced us to leave Kashmir, and we'll go back.
Amit,
reverse the conditions.
Amit,
I want to go back. I always fear that I'll have really bad experience. I had one bad experience and maybe a few more, but I still want to give it a shot and go back. But please tell me, who am I supposed to speak to? Her? Him? Him?
No, just visit as a tourist.
Just visit as a tourist. Because you're the only true people I can trust.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We'll unfortunately have to leave it there. I think there are a number of people who want to go back. There are a number of people who want them back. It is now incumbent upon our political class to put politics aside. This is a humanitarian issue. And we do need to, I think, I take the point, separate religion from the argument, because that will only deepen the divide. We appeal to our politicians and the people to think of a way to bridge this divide. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.